This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I thought I'd talk to you, if you head up to the website, you know, again, like, nothing has changed for conservative commentators on Facebook or Twitter or any of those other places, okay? They're squelching our message, they're making it harder for us to get our message out. But some of us are too dull to give up. We just sit here and keep pounding away and hoping some of you pick it up, listen to it, and work something. And you know what? That doesn't sound right. But, you know, I know you're listening. I get your emails. I know you care because I get your emails. And I know you want to help. So the way to help, really, the best way to help. What the heck? You know. So the iPhone did an update of some kind, and some of you heard that. And every time I'm sitting here and I go, are you serious? Anybody know what happens at that point? Yeah, Siri kicks in. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying. Here you go. Anyway, you know, we got Maxine Waters. I think she's been in Congress since they laid the second cornerstone or something like that. Now, many of you have seen her. I could, you know, we could play a clip of Maxine Waters' greatest hits, if that's really what you want to do. And, you know, you listen to the woman, and you have to wonder sometimes. I mean, I'm sure she's a nice lady. I mean, I don't know her. I don't know anything about her. And I know what I've read about her, but you know as well as I do, you can't always believe everything you read. But I know she hasn't done much in the way of meaningful legislation. So I always get a kick out of I get a kick out of people who just love her to death and think she's done so much for her community. And they haven't. Or she hasn't, I should say. Now, Maxine Waters, God bless her, right? So let's hear what she had to say. But this is like a 2-minute clip of all her greatest hits, if that's what you want to call them. All right, come on, you can do it. Body la la la. You don't.
There you go. I can say with the Salon 5. And today we're going to give you 5 reasons why Maxine Waters should be our next president. Number 5.
Congressman, we're just, in case you can't see, showing video of you standing on the aisle and shaking a number of presidents' hands over the years, both Republicans and Democrats. So my final question to you, Congressman Engel.
No, you have not. Excuse me.
Talking to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had been talking to me about standing on the aisle and shaking hands.
No, I'm sorry, Congresswoman.
I'm sorry.
Maxine
okay.
Waters.
Yes.
I'm talking
okay.
to Congressman Engel.
Because I would never shake the hand of another human being. Just
there, and we've shown over the years.
Okay.
I'm sorry
Thank
about
you.
That for the confusion.
Sure. he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
I'm a millennial, of course. I recognize it, and I was the millennial once. No longer, of course. I was the millennial once.
I do not wish to debate. I wish to ask, is there one United States senator who will join me in this letter of
intent? There is no debate. There is no debate. The gentlewoman will suspend. There you go.
I have not called for impeachment.
You said I'm going to fight every day until he's impeached. That's what you tweeted.
Yeah, but here's what I've said.
My greatest desire is to lead him right into impeachment.
Impeach 45. Impeach 45.
I keep telling you to use a different dictionary.
Impeach 45.
That's why I nominate Maxine Waters to be our next president. Because, again, Maxine Waters let you know that she is a strong black woman.
I'm a strong black woman.
Oh, sweet Jesus. I'm Joe Mesiti, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Frank DeMartini joins me. He is running against Maxine Waters in California. And, Frank, thanks for being with me, man.
Hey, man. Good to be here again.
I don't know if you can hear that, but we played five of the reasons why you should vote for Maxine Waters for president, and in every one of those, she is just so thoroughly confused about life. So Frank, tell us first of all, just you're running. Why are you running? And some of your platform issues, and then we'll get into the meat.
Well, we're down to the last 2 weeks. Actually, we're 15 days till the election today, and it's been a real interesting experience so far. Why am I running? I've heard that question 5,000 times in the last 6 months. Basically, because I got so angry with what was coming out of Washington, I couldn't just sit here like everybody else and complain about it and not do something.
Mm-hmm. Good. We have plenty of people that all they want to do is complain about government, and maybe some of you aren't cut out to be in the government. Maybe some of you aren't cut out to run, but everybody's cut out to help. So if you really want to see her beat, if you really want to see a change made, you have people, you have a person in this case that has stepped up and is willing to take her on. You need to support. Frank, we're going to go for a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll get into the issues. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. Frank DeMartini joins me. He's running against Maxine Waters for the congressional seat, her congressional seat in California. Be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mesiti here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mesiti. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
My. This ain't my era. So hard. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time you hang out with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation. Let's get right back to it, because I love this guy's attitude. Auntie Maxine is I don't know why. You know what? She needs to go spend time with the grandchildren, and she didn't have any. We'll buy her some or something. But Frankie DeMartini is running against her in California in her congressional district. And Frank, thanks for being with me tonight.
Aren't you giving her way too much credit by calling her Auntie Maxine?
No, not at all. I mean, think about it. Who was the aunt in Bewitched? Remember that aunt that was kind of lost and... Remember
Clara,
her?
Aunt Clara.
Aunt Clara. See, there you go. Just got a loving viewpoint of somebody who's just not on this planet anymore. You know what I'm saying? But those are my words, not yours, Frank. So that's, we're okay with that.
So
we've been watching.
I look like I want to kill somebody.
No, you just look very serious. That's all, you know. Send me a picture of you with the, you know, just hanging out with a bunch of dogs or kids, and I'll put that up there too. So anyway, she you've been walking her precinct. You've been talking to people out there. Give us what are you hearing from the people? What is it that they want? What is it they were looking for? And did they even know who she was? How about that?
Well, everybody knows who she is. I had a real interesting experience the other day. I was walking in the district in one of the cities, and I knocked on someone's door, and I said to someone, I'm running for Congress, and the door started being slammed in my face. And then I said, as a Republican against Maxine Waters, the door was open wide. The lady came outside, and she said, talk to me. And by the end of the conversation, she was like, yes, I'm voting for you.
Good for you.
What I'm seeing as I'm walking the precincts right now is very little people even know there's any challengers. And I've gotten reaction. I had one lady got down on her knees and bowed to me when she heard I was running against her. So, I mean, it's definitely, and this is not made up, this is true. Another lady said to me, it's about time somebody's running against that D word. And I haven't had anybody at all say they were going to vote for her. Now, granted, I'm not knocking on doors of any Democrats who are registered. I'm walking on doors of independents, failed the states, and Republicans. But there's definitely a fervor to defeat her that I didn't really expect. And, you know, she's gotten, you know, when you're running around saying impeach 45, impeach 45 with every word out of your mouth, and 60,000 people in the city are homeless, you walk down the streets of Hawthorne, you walk down the streets of Inglewood, and you see tent cities that remind you of Hooverville from the 1930s. People are upset.
Yeah.
No.
I'm listening to you. I mean, again, you've got a very depressed area that she's from. You've got an area that as you say, people don't see her there. I don't know how she enjoys such a large approval rating, if you would, when people don't see her there. She never shows up in her district. Every once in a while, like she was some event last weekend or the weekend before that, but she was there with a whole bunch of other Dems. So it wasn't like she was out actually in her community talking to her people. She probably won't debate anybody when you get down to it.
No, I was actually, there was another real interesting story. I was talking to an older man.
I put his picture for you on Facebook.
Huh?
Are you there?
Yeah. Something about a picture of me on Facebook.
No, just go ahead.
Okay. I was talking to a retired defense contractor. He worked over at Northrop Grumman, and he was telling me that they were at a community meeting about maybe 7-8 years ago, and she showed up 2 weeks before the election with a whole entourage of people, a big sheet cake, and she was telling everybody how wonderful things were in D.C., and she had a big smile on her face. She was shaking hands, and at the end of the meeting, just casually, she said, oh, by the way, there's an election in 2 weeks, and I would like your vote. And he said, after she left the meeting, everybody at the meeting looked at each other and said, is that the same crazy lady that screams and yells on the TV all the time, or has she had a change of heart?
Now, you know, when I played that clip at the very beginning, you probably could do an hour of her like that. You know, of just being totally lost and not really understanding who she's speaking to and the issues that she really needs to deal with. You know, she talks about President Trump on a regular basis and how bad it is and all of that, but people are getting money back in their paychecks. They're getting more money in their paychecks. They're getting raises, especially in Los Angeles. Businesses want to come back here, but the state's not making it any easier, you know, for them. So again, I'm always interested as a candidate when you're running here. Give me some of the platform issues that you're running. Give me three issues that you're running on and how you're going to make them happen.
The main issue I'm running on right now, besides immigration, is the Department of Education. I think it's time that somebody finally said, let's bring things back to the way they were prior to 1979 when Jimmy Carter had this incredible creation of his, which was to create the Department of Education and to try to centralize education, which has now morphed into Common Core, which is probably the ultimate distraction from local schooling. I think it's time, and this is a direct effect on that community. That community has some of the lowest rated high schools and elementary schools in the country. And, you know, when I went to school prior to 1979, I graduated high school in 1980. When I went to school, we had one of the best education systems in the country and in the world, and it was because nobody from D.C. was telling anybody what to teach. Every school was taught based upon local standards and local needs. I mean, I just imagine a school in rural Wyoming having the same needs as a school in downtown Manhattan. I mean, that's what we've come to now. And when you factor in the indoctrination from the textbooks, which are changing our history to the point where you can't even teach some of the things that we learned, you know, bring education back to the local areas. Kill the Department of Education. Second of all, term limits is a must. I mean, a must. Everyone says, let's take big money out of politics. The only way to take big money out of politics is to make it so that everybody can be in Congress for 6, 8, or 10 years, and then
Frank, you got to pause. We're going to a quick commercial break. We'll be back in a minute. I want to talk more about term limits and taking big money out of politics. I'd love to see that happen. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are some messed up white people.
We're back. You listen to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Frank DeMartini joins me. He is running against Maxine Waters here in the in her California congressional district. And who is it? Frank, you're with me now. I forgot to press the button, but you said to me, why would you call her auntie? And I was thinking that Aunt Clara in Bewitched. I mean, she really, if you watch her, when she's up there, as she calls legislating, she is lost most of the time. She quickly loses track of where she's at. She rambles on and never really comes back around to the topic or the issue. I wish people would watch her and pay attention to what she's doing, you know? First of all, thanks for being with me.
Well, this is why President Trump dubbed her low IQ, Maxine.
I know. It's just amazing. Okay. When we went to break, you were talking about term limits and keeping big money out of politics. And I agree with you. If you keep these guys under 20 years, you may not have people constantly giving them money. They have to run every 2 years, which I think is nuts to a degree, because they legislate for a year and then they run for a year. But tell me, how would you keep the big money out, and how in God's creation are you going to sell term limits when the majority of people in there now have been in there for 10, 12, you know, 16 years? They don't want to go anywhere.
How about 25 years with some of them? And good old Maxine's going on 28.
Yep.
We need a constitutional amendment for term limits, and the time is ripe. I mean, just like the time is ripe after Roosevelt was president for four terms to limit everything to two terms. People are fed up. And the proposal I have for the constitutional amendment is probably the strongest of all of them that I've seen out there. I'm saying 6 years in the House, two terms in the Senate, and 25 total years in public service, cumulative,
right,
including any state, any federal, any bureaucratic. Plus, I'm saying mandatory retirement age of 75. If I'm elected, that amendment will be entered, and I hope it can get to the floor. I hope it can get out of committee. But I will definitely write it, and it will be entered in my first 30 days in the House.
You know, and God bless you. I hope you can push that through because we really do. You know, we do it in California. It's probably one of the first things I really agreed with the legislature on, where they do. They give them so many terms of the assembly, so many terms of the Senate, then they are done. That's it. You know?
Well, I'm taking it one step further, Joe. I'm saying if you spend 10 years in the California State Assembly and 5 years working for the post office before that, you've got 9 years left of public service, regardless of where it is.
Okay.
I want people to work in the real world. I want them to understand what it's like to get a job and have to keep a job by making somebody happy, like their boss.
When it comes to public service, you got to give these guys a lot of credit. What about somebody who's been in the military for, you know, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years? Would you have a rider for that?
The military, I wouldn't consider public service. I would exempt the military because that is a career, and, you know, you're not going to have your generals retire because they've turned out. You know, you need experience in the military, in Congress, in bureaucracy, in the legislative branches of the states. You need experience in the real world to understand the effect of what you're doing in that legislative body has on the general Joe on the street.
Right. Okay, so we have some questions for you from the chat room here. Okay. One is, do you live in the district?
No, I do not.
Do you live near the district? And
yeah, closer than Maxine does. I live about 3 miles from the border of the district. She lives in Hancock Park in a $4.5 million mansion. The Constitution does not require a member of Congress to live in the district. It says you have to be resident of the state you choose to represent.
Right. No, hey, and I love the fact that if you look at the socioeconomics of the district that she lives in, I mean, that the district she represents, her four and a half, matter of fact, if she lived in a $2 million mansion, it would not reflect the area that she represents. So I don't know how she can feel their pain when she doesn't live any part of their life, but whatever.
I mean, there are two fairly affluent areas in the district. The district is not all lower middle class and lower class. I mean, there are parts of Westchester and there are parts of Torrance that are fairly wealthy. But for the most part, it's pretty bad.
Right. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, the majority of her area are working class people, the 9-to-5ers or the shift workers. And there's nothing negative. I'm not making a negative statement, just a mere fact that if she doesn't get in there, she's not out with them, if she doesn't talk with them, how does she know what they're really going through? There's no way she can know.
She has no idea what the homeless situation is like. She has no idea how bad the education system is. In fact, I have a very close campaign worker that I've become very close with. He graduated from one of the high schools in that district, and that high school is ranked in one of the low of the lows in the country. He managed to get out, and he got a college education. That doesn't happen.
You know, and people have to work hard to make that kind of stuff happen for themselves. They want to know what your real job is. What do you do for a living?
I've been a tax attorney since 1986, primarily tax and corporate law, especially international trade and international business transactions. And since 1997, I've been producing films, the biggest two being Mad Money with Diane Keaton and Queen Latifah, and Mechanic Resurrection with Jessica Alvarez, Jason Statham, and Tommy Lee Jones.
Look, if you're willing to take on the IRS, you're already my vote. You know what I'm saying? If I could vote for you, I would. Anybody who'll take them on is my person.
By the way, we have a brand new producer in Hollywood today. Did you see the news?
No. Oh, really? We were going along so well, and I was so happy, and now you got to ruin it. Yes, the Obamas, right?
Yeah, the Obamas had a multi-year deal with Netflix to produce entertainment, and I might as well say it, you know, Ted Sarandos is one of the Obama's biggest contributors, and he runs Netflix, so maybe that has something to do with this multi-million-dollar deal that was announced today.
Yeah, I know. Just I saw that and just started. And what do they call you? Higher ground productions. Because as we all know, the Obamas always took the higher ground whenever something came up. We're like, give me a break. Come on, seriously.
And they go low, we go high.
That's I use that comment all the time. I don't know anybody knows what. See, that's why I keep saying this. They don't have a dictionary like ours. We don't use the same language. We don't play from the same playbook at all. That's the irritating part of all of this. Let's see. You realize that she was reelected 14 times. I don't know what they're drinking around there.
Well, most of those reelections were when she represented a totally different demographic than she does now because the district has changed. When she was first elected, this district was almost entirely South Central. Now, like I said, there's some fairly affluent neighbor areas in there, and that's what makes it flippable. The majority of the district is now Hispanic. It's almost 50% Hispanic.
Wow.
And those are working-class Christian people who don't believe in abortion on demand.
You know, and that's, social issues. That's really funny because you said, what is the demographics of her area again?
It's 24% African-American, 50% Hispanic, and the rest is Asian and white.
So when you think about that, she's got 50, almost 75% of her district, for all intents and purposes, has the same social values that you and I would have. You know, they're against abortion, right? Black and Hispanic communities both get beat up pretty bad when it comes to education in the inner city. There's no real help for them there because the politicians see the education system as the holy grail of government. And you talk about money, right? Lots of money in the education world.
It's the holy grail of the teachers' unions who support the politicians.
Yeah, it's just...
Take a look at Maxine's Form 3 with the FEC right now. Very, very little of the money she raises every quarter comes from individuals. It's almost entirely from unions, banks, and insurance companies. And the biggest contributor is the National Teachers Association and the California Teachers Association.
We're up against the break, Frank. When we come back, I want to talk about how much money she gives to her family from her campaign. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
With
At uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
You're listening to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly just engaging. I want you to engage in the conversation. I don't care if you do it by email, joe@therealside.com. You can go ahead and hop up on the website. You have a live chat room up on therealside.com. Or if you head over to Facebook, you got the, what do you want to call that, live feed, whatever it is, or almost live feed. What's going on up there? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, running against Auntie Maxine, or Maxine Waters out of California. It's Frank DeMartini, and Frank is, you know, we need a guy like Frank in that seat. We need somebody who's got the brain cells to rub together to actually support. And when I say us, you guys have to understand something. You're not just sending Frank to D.C. to represent his area, because that his one vote, as you have seen happen over the last year and a half, that one vote or those extra votes from across the country can help President Trump move his agenda, move our agenda forward. So anyway, Frank, thanks for being with me.
I'm glad to be here as always.
So you were talking about Maxine's FEC filing, which is, you know, where her money comes from and where it goes. And she's a believer in keeping the money in the family, at least, right?
Oh, yeah. No, she definitely believes in nepotism, which kind of fits where she lives, because Hancock Park has a lot of Hollywood people living there, and Hollywood is probably the biggest nepotistic business in the world.
You know, I don't know where she got her money, but how do you move? I mean, she wasn't rich when she went to, or really well off when she went to D.C., correct?
I don't think she had anything when she went to D.C.
You know,
I mean, her husband's on the board of a bank, but okay. That didn't happen until after she got on the finance committee. As far as I might not be right, but I believe I'm right.
Well, I always get a kick out of these people that go to Congress. They're pretty much broke. They get there, then all of a sudden, right? They must have some kind of investment classes there that are like nowhere else in the country, because they come out of those places millionaires. They come out of those places having all kinds of money. I've never understood that, but I'm not the financial whiz that some others are.
If you want to find out how they get rich, read the book Extortion by Schweitzer, the guy who wrote Clinton Clash. That's Schweitzer, right?
Right. Peter.
Yeah, one of his first books was a book called Extortion, and it explains to you how the congressional system is geared to make congressmen rich.
Wow. Yeah, it's again, it's just amazing to me when I see stuff like that all the time. But and as far as her daughter goes, I mean, her daughter does, and they all do it, because, I mean, we had it in my area. We had Buck McKeon was our congressman, and his wife managed his campaign on the off years. She was the bookkeeper / managed his campaign in the off years, and he was able to pay her. And, there, you know, the son helps out with the website. And before you know it, everybody in the family's got a job, and the job is dad's campaign. It's just amazing. People don't realize how deep this goes and how much money we're talking about, because they raise money on the off years, right?
There's so many tricks to get money personally out of your campaign that it's ridiculous. I mean, the big one Maxine does is nepotism, hiring her daughter to some mailers and to be a campaign consultant at the price of about $100,000 a year over the last 8 years. There was another great trick I saw that was exposed in the book Extortion. Some congressmen will loan their campaign approximately $1 million or some huge amount of money that they can pay back at any time, but they charge their campaign 10% interest, and every year they take $100,000 out of their campaign for the interest on the loan.
Wow. I wish I had a million. Can I borrow $1 million to lend myself? Oh, my God.
Yeah, even if you lend yourself $100,000 or $10,000, you charge you collect 10% interest on the dole of the public.
Oh, God, sweet Jesus, it's just amazing. All right, so you get elected, you get to Congress. What's the first thing what's the first thing you would go after? What's the first thing you would try to do? Because I know, you know, you've been back there a couple of times to talk to a few people now, right?
Well, the first thing I'm definitely doing is I'll get that constitutional amendment written on term limits. My next big thing will be to support the president on building the wall. I mean, maybe I'm the one vote he needs to get it through Congress, to get it through appropriations. And like I said, I'm going to do everything I can to abolish the Department of Education and send education back to the localities where it belongs.
Yeah, you know, Frank, being on the Board of Trustees for a school, one of the things that always bothers me is that the feds, in a lot of cases, they send the money to the state first, and then the state does what it needs to do to get you the money, and you don't always get everything you're supposed to get, and you don't always get it in the time frame that you actually need it. I mean, if you do away with the Department of Education, which I'm good with, you know, how do you get the money back to the locals? I mean, seriously. It's always been a concern of mine when the government gets tax money in their hands.
The way it used to work when I went to school, and maybe when you went to school too, but you are a little bit younger than me, when each year we used to get this form that we had to fill out towards the beginning of the school year that asked a whole bunch of questions about whether your father worked on federal land, how many people from your family. And my mother one time went to the school and said, what is this form for? And the principal said, this is how federal aid is doled out to the schools based upon the responses to this form. Now, if that's the way it worked before 1979, why can't it work that way now, the way it used to?
Oh, I don't disagree with you at all. I'm just amazed at how much money we lose in a bureaucracy of what's happening. So, I'm sure. Now, Maxine's been in there, what'd you say? What?
The union to tenure.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to see that change because I don't know any job on the face of the planet that gives you full protection and tenure after 2 years. What is it that you can do in a professional world that after 2 years you're an expert at?
Did you ever see the documentary Waiting for Superman?
No. No, heard about it, but I never saw it.
Yeah, I have a copy of it. Next time I see you, I want to give it to you. This is a documentary about the school system and about specifically the teachers' unions. After seeing this movie, you will totally get why the teachers' unions and tenure has to go. The film was an expose of the National Teachers Association and used Michelle Rhee, who is the chancellor of Washington, D.C. Public Schools, as the example of what had to be done. I mean, there were things that I learned from this movie that I was shocked. Do you know that if there is a claim in the City of New York School District against the teacher for any kind of molestation or anything dangerous regarding to children, that teacher will sit in a safe room for 3 to 5 years waiting for adjudication of the claim on full payroll?
Yep. That's very common. Same thing in Los Angeles. Los Angeles has what they call the rubber room that they put them in. And they could be in there just filing papers, sitting around, reading books, waiting for their case to come forward. Some people have been at that 5, 6, 7 years. It's craziness.
Yeah, and all the time they're on full salary.
Yep.
And because of tenure, they can't be fired.
Yep, full bennies, too. You're right. No, it's an interesting job. It's interesting the amount of benefits that they get, and not that, you know, I mean, we have some great teachers, and we have some lousy teachers. It's like you have some great workers, and you have some lousy workers, but you can't, teaching, it's amazing, you can't even base anything on a merit basis, right? There's no real evaluation. Anyway, hey, Frank, we're running up against it. I wasn't watching the clock, and I want you to tell people how they can help you, because every nickel helps. Every $5, $10, $20, $5,000, but you do have limits. But tell people where they can find your information and how they can help get you some money.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting supported by any banks, finance companies, or insurance companies. I need, the way to beat Maxine is to raise as much money as possible.
Yep.
It's going to take $1 million to be competitive in that district, probably $3 million to have a chance of beating her. And if it comes in $20, $25 donations, that's the way it has to come in, because Maxine has to go. The people in that district need good representation. They need someone who cares about them, doesn't care about the agenda of the far left. The way to hit me, I also need people to make phone calls in the next 2 weeks and to stuff envelopes. So if anybody's willing to volunteer, you can volunteer on my website as well.
That's like you're telling people. Go ahead. Give the website quick.
It's dmartini2018.com.
Well, you know what, Pete? Yeah, I'm gonna tweet it out. But before we run out of time, look, people, even if you don't have a few bucks, you hear what he just said? He needs people to help him stuff envelopes. Think about that. So here's something you could do relatively free. If you've got a phone that has unlimited time on it, you can help make phone calls. Got to reach out to him. So if you really want to support Trump, you got to support DeMartini. And Frank, again, good luck. Thanks for being with me. We'll have you back on soon. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, I'm done. Have a great day, really. God bless. Be safe.